poll, independent voters give Donald Trump 7-point edge over Joe Biden. By Hannah Blow on February 12, 2022. Independent voters give former President Donald Trump an edge in a hypothetical 2024 head-to-head matchup against President Joe Biden. A Redfield & Wilton Strategies survey released this week found. If the candidates for the presidential election on November 5, 2024, are as follows, for whom will you vote? The survey asked, giving voters the choices of Trump, Biden, a libertarian candidate, a green candidate, or other. Overall, Trump and Biden are tied, garnering 41% support each. While 2% chose a libertarian candidate and 1% chose a green candidate and 11% indicated that they remained undecided. Predictably, a majority of Republicans, 81%, said they would support President Trump, while 78% of Democrats said they would support Biden. However, Trump holds a sizable edge with independent voters, as 39% said they would support him, compared to 32% who chose Biden. 17% in that group remain unsure. What is more, 34% of those who say they did not vote in the 2020 election would support Trump, compared to 14% who said the same of Biden. According to the survey, given the distribution of voters in the United States, an overall tie in the popular vote would most likely mean a Donald Trump victory in the Electoral College. The poll was taken February 6, 2022, among 1,500 eligible voters. In recent months, survey after survey has shown respondents giving Trump the edge in hypothetical matchups against Biden as the current presidency is dominated by inflation woes, spiraling consumer sentiment, and mounting frustrations as mask mandates remain at the federal level. While Trump has not formally announced intentions to run, many political figures suspect he will. You know he's running, I know he is running. It's just the question of when he announces, Matt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former deputy assistant to Trump, told Breitbart News Saturday in December. Last month, Trump gave an offhand comment while golfing on his Trump National Golf Course that he is both the 45th and 47th president.